This book is about the Dew Line and other constructions in northern Alaska during the Cold War. Written by a self-described cat skinner, he drove a Caterpillar tractor. He also worked on the Navy oil exploration, Army engineers at Fort Richardson, and went prospecting later in the Yukon before returning to the North Slope, this time to the Kubik gas field. The years were 1946 to 1964, and this book should be deadly dull. It isn't. Yes, it's a guy book, but fortunately, Bob includes both sexes. He has a flair for comedy and descriptive text that lets us all enjoy the funny incidents and easily imagine ourselves on the scene, whether it's taking a cat train down a steep slope or how he and his friends managed to get hot food from the commissary. Lots of stories and lots of information on building the sites, as well as the often contentious relations among the workers, men working 15, 20-hour days and under the fierce conditions of Arctic winters. There are also comments about the women in Anchorage and back home. When he had time off, our author took off for the South 48. Here's a comment on that. It was mandatory that we consume lots of booze. It was also mandatory that we chase females. It was not mandatory that we catch them. He was driving his new car in Canada when, one day, two native girls were pulling a small sled along the road. We stopped and asked them if they wanted a ride. They wouldn't get in the car, but asked us if we would pull them to the next roadhouse. I started off real slow, but after a while I forgot about them. I said, "Do you guys hear something?" One of the guys said, "Yes, what is it?" The other said, "It's those girls on that sled." I stopped to see if they were all right. They unhooked the sled and started walking. I think they said some very bad things to me. They were talking in Athabaskan, thank goodness. All this occurs in just two pages, see what I mean? Overall, you need to read this if you've ever wanted to feel what it was like to be a construction stiff during the Cold War, or just want some laughs you didn't expect.